This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions. You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 594, So I Heard You Like Elves. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth. And everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Metro. So with me, I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, man?
Good, good. See, are you excited for this evening? We're going to have a really good podcast. We're very focused on only this podcast.
I mean, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Right. We're both going to be very focused, and we didn't bring anybody in from outside of Winnipeg that will ensure that there's somebody talking when stuff happens in other places in the city. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Except I'm pretty sure she's a Pittsburgh fan. I think I remember that right.
You darn tootin' I am, because I'm born and raised there.
Oh.
Still am.
Are
here.
They losing? I hope they're losing.
Oh, they lost pretty badly.
Oh.
So they're out, eh?
It's tied 1-1 right now.
Well, I don't really anticipate them going any further, so.
Oh, I hope so.
That's a thing.
Oh.
You don't think we'll have luck against the Caps?
No. They have... What?
I'm breaking Toasty's heart already.
No, they always have good luck against the Caps. That's the thing. The Capitals' thing is either losing in round two or losing to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, I know.
This is both of those things.
I know, but my little brother had shaved his beard. So...
Oh, well, that's...
They are well, they're done. They're done.
Anyway, so, for those of you who don't know, that's Zeph. How you doing, Zeph?
Pretty good. And nice to see that you're still into hockey, Toasty, and that I haven't really broke your heart.
I'm from Canada. Specifically Winnipeg. We love our hockey.
Good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
And I hear we have a Timu in the city.
Yes, we do. I'm pretty stoked about that.
That's pretty awesome.
Throwing the support there. Good for you, Timu.
Yep. All right, well, this is not All Things Hockey, though there may be intermissions of hockey mixed in with our WoW talk tonight. Sorry, guys. But, our other guy... Pandeath is in an escape room, unable to escape, I assume. So, we brought in a pillar today.
Yeah, his friend stole him for the evening. That's why I'm here.
Well, not as much his friends as his wife. And she kind of wins any battle we have.
Yeah.
So, you know, we give up. We give up on that one on my birthday a few years back.
Well, I hope he's having a good time.
Oh, I'm sure he's having a great time.
I think they actually escaped already.
Then he's probably at a sports bar watching the game.
Well, I mean...
Assuming that he's kid-free tonight.
No, he's not. The picture I saw was had Haley with them. I assume he just won't make it back in time, considering, you know, we're recording now.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, Zeph, tell us about your last few days, weeks in WoW.
Last few days in WoW. Actually, let's go to last Monday. I was on the converted for convert to raid. That was fun. Love Sal and Barf and Tea doing all that. That was always fun. That was on my birthday last week. Between then and now, Tuesday, I raided with the Rubber Chicken Coalition of Convert to Raid again. Great group. Very casual. You know, just, I'm learning a lot in that group. The things that raiding can teach you, outside of that, you know, the actual instance is amazing. And then I did a few mythics, you know, did my weekly quest, and, you know, punched out some old raid bosses, and the Lich King still has not given me his mount. Like, he's so mean to me. He's always been mean to me. Like, all I want is his pretty horse.
I mean, he's mean to a lot of people. I got a Crimson Death Dredger off of him, though, so I'm pretty okay with that.
Well, I'm not. I want his mount.
Can't see it anyway.
I know, it's so invisible.
Old joke is old, and I love it. I love it.
I know.
No one's gonna stop me.
But yeah, you know, with Battle for Azeroth coming up, I set a goal for myself to try to get as many tunes as possible to level cap, so I'm trying. It's hard. I have a druid to 106. I started leveling my Demon Hunter Horde side. I boosted my Tauren Paladin with the pre-purchase, and now I'm working on several mages, and it's all sort of crazy, but I'm enjoying it. I also got into the beta, which that is fun. Other than what we know already, everybody else has that covered, so we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, actually. So, new things coming, guys.
Yeah, plenty of new things. All the new things.
All the shinies and birds.
We will talk more about those shinies and stuff later, though. Toasty, how was your week?
My week was pretty quiet. Played around with my shaman a bit more. Did some, I think I did a time walking with Scary Scott. Maybe it was two. I can't remember now. All I know is it was pretty late at night. And by late at night, I mean it was getting close to 11. And for some reason, I was really tired and just was passing out of my computer. And did some world hopping. Just hopped between my hunter and my rogue. More of the alt ADD. I can't figure out what I want to play. I actually logged onto my warrior for the first time in forever this past weekend just to do some world quests. I don't know. With the expansion winding down, I haven't felt the drive to log onto my warrior as much as I normally would. I'm trying to get a bunch of other alts to 110, and I'm not doing a very good job of it. The only other alt I've gotten to 110 since I set that goal was my shaman, and let's be real, that was my Battle for Azeroth boost. Doesn't really count.
Yeah.
But, like, my hunter and my rogue are level 25 and 24. Just ignore the fact that they're allied races and they started at a level 20. But it's fine.
But it's, if you want a leveling buddy, Toasty, I'm your girl.
Oh, man. That would probably help, actually. I get lately, I found myself getting distracted really easily when I'm trying to level alts. Like, I'll log onto the alt and do a couple quests, and next thing I know, I've been sitting there for an hour just jumping so I don't get AFK while I'm watching something on Netflix or on YouTube. Or, in this case, the Rogers Game Center app. Because hockey. Couple the end of expansion with the fact that it's the NHL playoffs. My attention has not been...
It's been somewhere else.
It's been split. Yeah, my attention's been split.
Yeah, I found it really hard to play World of Warcraft while I'm downtown partying. It's really hard to do that.
Yeah. I've not been so much with the partying. I actually try to play while I'm watching the games. Went on the beta for a bit more, but my characters got erased, so I made a new one, and now I'm trying to progress to Zoldazar again. This time I went with a Maghar orc. Specifically, one with... I assume the skin's supposed to make it a Black Rock orc. Kind of got glowy eyes and, you know, darker skin. So I assume that's a...
Fiery hair.
Do they have fiery hair? I don't know, I made mine bald, so...
Yeah, they're fiery hair.
Played around on the beta a bit more. I thought about making my Dark Iron Dwarf. And tooling around with the appearances there just to figure out what I like so that I know what I'm doing when I actually unlock them in Battle for Azeroth. But that would have involved possibly spoiling some story stuff too, because knowing me, I would not have settled at creating it. I would have played it for a bit too. And my beta / alpha policy is strictly opposite faction only.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Kind of wanted to stay away from the Alliance area for now. Yeah, I wish I could... I wish that beta, that alpha wipe didn't happen. I understand why it happened, because they reset a bunch of stuff and, you know, go through it again with a larger pool. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. But, like...
Yeah, it doesn't really help when you have some players who are significantly ahead of the others.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was close to getting all the Zul'Dazar. Maybe. I don't even know how far the zone went in the alpha. But it felt like I was wrapping it up. And now I gotta do it all over again. Oh well, I'm gonna do it again.
I'm just kind of looking around. I'm not really doing a lot of, like, questing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of exploring, seeing what's there. I don't want to see the story. Like, I want to see the story as I'm playing it in live.
Makes sense.
I want to see that story in August.
That makes sense. I mean, that's why I'm doing it on Horde side, so I don't get the story spoiled. Anyway, what have you been up to?
I mean,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
I mean, either way, I would be spoiled because I play both factions.
Oh, yeah.
So it's either I take it in stride or I don't.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
For my week in WoW, it's been not a lot. Did a little bit of... playing on my alts. I have a problem. Right now I'm in a zone that I hate. I'm in Arathi Highlands. Boring zone.
Yeah, that's the good part about the whole level scaling thing. You could just not do it.
Yeah, but I don't know what I want to do instead. And yes, there are lots of zones I can do.
I mean, literally any zone but Arathi Highlands.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I rode around on my paladin, like, my paladin's out there, my Lightforged paladin, and I rode around a little bit, just looking around and seeing, and I quickly just realized, like, I don't care about this. Like, this zone was, like, the zone that got the least changes in Cataclysm, and has seen almost nothing since. It is just a boring zone, and I'd be happy if Deathwing had just, like, chumped it off the map, and there's a crater there instead.
No, they did that to Blasted Lands, though. That was Blasted Lands, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, wait.
No, it was Blasted Lands. No, it was Searing Gorge. No. What the hell was it?
That one zone in the Eastern Kingdoms where you can get up to...
It's right next...
Blackwing.
Right next to Burning Steps.
It's the one where the gnome turns you giant in his, like, dream thing.
Yes.
Or recreation of the Deathwing story. That's going to bug me now. What zone is that?
Okay, Searing Gorge. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
There's Badlands, there's Red Ridge.
Badlands.
That's it.
Yeah, because I know Red Ridge didn't change too much, so...
No, they went from gnolls to orcs. That's all they really did.
And the bridge got fixed.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's definitely Badlands. Definitely Badlands. I can see the scar there.
Oh, man. I gotta go play through that again, actually.
Yeah, we'll go do that. That was a fun zone.
Especially with all the, like, Deathwing memory quests.
Yeah.
And that whole quest line where you're rescuing Rathian's egg.
Yeah. Except Except I'd rather just hand it over to him, to Deathwing, and just be, have be done with it. I'd be really happy with that.
Yeah, well, can't have everything you want.
This is unfortunately true.
That was a really fun quest, actually. I liked that quest. I remember dying a lot on stuff.
Yeah.
The gnome quest, I found, I remember being particularly confused by it.
Oh, I wasn't. I got it instantaneously because when I started, Zap was a gnome. So I got it. That was hard to go through. That one and the Blood in the Snow scenario from Pandaria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those two were just... heebie-jeebies.
What I remember about the Day Deathwing Came quests, the gnome one, wasn't there something where you had to, like, go into the... like, walk into some clouds and collect something? Like, to power a thing? I vaguely remember something like that. I don't remember it entirely, and honestly, when I first did it, I remember being so confused about what I had to do that I looked up Jesse Cox's beta video on that quest line. Like, okay, this is what I gotta do. Oh, man. That was in 2009. That was 9 years ago.
It was a while. It's been a while.
I've been playing this game since 2009. Oh. Whoa. That's a bit of a trip.
Memory lane there, Toasty?
Oh, man. Yeah, Wrath was
feeling
awesome.
Old?
I'm only 31. I won't feel old for another 10 years.
I'm older than you.
Me too.
That's the common theme for this podcast. I'm usually the youngest one on here.
Not when Amazon. She's younger than you.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yep. That I know.
Okay.
And, I mean, honestly, my friend, at your age, you now can find some people who are younger than you. Sorry.
I'm just saying, lately, all of the guest hosts have been older than me.
True that.
Besides, I'm like 18 at heart.
No, you're more like 12.
I mean, that might be accurate. Yeah.
Oh, well, right. Fraz, you're 4.
Okay, well, let's move on and talk about our first sponsor, shall we?
Our first sponsor is Funko. If you haven't heard them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, Overwatch to Warcraft, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzard universe, like Firefly, Doctor Who, Iron Man, and more. We like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week's Funko is the Cheerleader Deadpool. It's really cute. Little pom-poms and everything. If you want to check out this Funko and many others, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2018 and use Shop 10 to save 10%. Thanks, Funko, for their support of the show.
I'm really enjoying the Deadpool 2 Funko Pop series. They're really fun. All right, so let's see what's coming up this week in WoW. May 6th to the 12th, we have Dark Moon Fair. May 18th to 14th, we have the Arena Skirmish Bonus Event. And May 10th to 12th, we have the Spring Balloon Festival. So if you want to go ride in a balloon, this is your week to do it.
Dark Moon Fair is better, because all that XP boost for all those alts you are undoubtedly leveling right now.
Right. Alts. Mm-hmm. Totally doing that. All right. So our first bit of news is a bit of data mining from the latest build of the Battle for Azeroth beta. It's actually the beta now. They have alpha in the title of this article, though. And that is some new models. So they have the Kakapo model, which is looks like a bird, a cockatiel or something like that. I don't know. But it's supposed to be a parrot. I don't know.
Cockapoo.
Okay. Well, okay. But anyways.
And yes, it's a variant of a... the other bird that you had mentioned.
Cockatiel?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. There's also crab models. I have no idea what those are for, and they just look really weird. There is tribal forms for the culture and druids, and I will say, again, it just looks like they're made of wood and roots, and it looks really weird to me.
I mean, that's the point, though. They're wigger.
All right. And there's some weird monkey skeletons. I'm assuming these are like island adventure, island expeditions or something.
Probably, yeah.
Like just,
they didn't give us any sort of indication on what they were for.
Yeah, it kind of... A lot of these models are throwing me. I don't know why. But they do look cool, and they look well done. And that's what's important. What I think of them is not important. So, what do you guys think of these new models?
First of all, I remember Jeremy Fiesel saying in that interview I did at BlizzCon that there were many, many new crab models coming into the game. I now understand to what depth that they were speaking, because three new crab models? Really? And they're all fighting crabs by the looks of it. To accompany that random crab with a knife. In... I forget what zone that's in now. But there's a crab with a knife.
That's crazy.
They're getting better armed. Watch out. It's going to be World of Crabcraft soon. Or World of War Crabs.
I'm sure Mr. Street will be very happy.
Surumar, that's where it was. Thanks for seeing. As for the Kul'tiran travel forms, I love them so much. I just love the Kul'tiran druids and all their forms so much. Like, it's no turtle bear, don't get me wrong. But, like, I am really enjoying this whole wicker aesthetic they're going with all these Kul'tiran stuff.
I mean, the new models here that we're seeing, the recent ones, like the fourth one in, like, the gray, cream-colored, you know, that is appealing to me. Or that color variant is cool to me visually. The other ones are sort of like, meh. Like, but I also don't main a druid either. So I think that's sort of unfair for me to say, because I'm just not as excited about it. But other than that, I mean, yeah, the wicker thing, yeah, okay. It's there.
Yep, it's very much a thing.
Yep. They also have a bat cloud mount. It just looks like a bat to me. Doesn't really look too special, but... I'm sure there's more polygons or something.
And I kind of just assumed that was the... Because there's a new glyph that was included in this build.
Okay.
The glyph of the humble flyer. It says, your swift travel flight form appears as your more humble racial flyer. I just assumed that was the more humble version of the Darkspear Troll flight form. I didn't even look at the name, but yeah, it's called Batcloud. I don't understand that.
I just assumed that you were no longer your Azeroth or Legion form for your flyer. You were the previous form. That's what I assumed.
I mean, don't you only get that form if you're got the, if you have the?
Well, it's your class mount. Like when you get the class mount for druids, that becomes your form.
Even if you were to like unequip those weapons. It wouldn't.
I don't know. I think even without those weapons equipped, you still have the class mount. Because I mean, that'd be like taking away your without your artifact weapon, you can't call your class mount.
That's true.
Because that's essentially what it is. It's just another mount, but it's
right.
That form. But I think there might already be a glyph for changing that if you want to. I'm not entirely sure.
Right. All right.
But I'm gonna quickly log in and check my one of my druids and see if unequipping my weapon will cause it to go away. I don't think so, but we'll see.
Looks like they also added in a bunch of bunch more like icons or whatever. There are some interesting ones here, and one random llama that I'm really confused about. But I hope that means we get a llama mount.
I just noticed that. That's interesting.
I didn't know I wanted a llama mount until now. And I didn't know I wanted to name my llamas. To name my mounts. Wow. Until now. Because now I want to name my mounts and call that one Tina.
I don't get the joke, but okay.
Napoleon Dynamite?
Never seen it.
What? What?
What of my statement was confusing to you, my friend?
The fact that you haven't seen that incredible movie.
So never good. Never have seen it.
It was so good. I loved it so much.
I absolutely understand that. Still never seen it.
What else is here? There's some more turtle icons in my head. That's going to be the icon that, you know how all the races have icons when you're creating a new character? In my head, that's going to be the one to create Tortolans, and I don't care what you say.
So you think that's such a Tortolan character model, character icon?
Yep.
Okay.
What else was there that I found interesting? That's pretty much it.
Well, we're definitely seeing some new bandage models there. There's definitely new enchanting models. Very clear there's some food models. Looks like we're getting fries and maybe a...
Burgers?
Burger and fry, maybe.
We did get bacon, so...
True. We did to level up the... It looks like there's a tiramisu, maybe. Some honey on the honeycomb.
Well, the vendor in Dalaran that sells the cake, that they do sell tiramisu, so...
Well, maybe this is an upgraded tiramisu.
Probably. Probably some sort of color variant.
Yeah, definitely very interested in see what some of these things... it looks like we're getting some new butterfly pets by the names of these files.
Yes, and I'm excited for this, especially with the updates that we're getting to the pet charms.
Yeah.
See, those icons are called Tortolan Head, so yes, that's exactly what it is in my head.
Oh, I absolutely understand why it's there.
I didn't even know the name of them. They looked like Tortolans in them, and in my head, you know, playable race. Not an allied race, it's a playable race.
Well, allied races are playable.
Yeah. I know. The way I view the allied races is just a variant of existing races. That's just the way it works in my head. Because that's basically what all of them have been so far.
Yeah.
Tortolans are definitely not a variant of any of the existing races.
Yeah, I mean, neither were Pandarans.
Pandarans were just a straight-up playable race, right? They were never advertised as an allied race.
No. And, you know, the other thing is, too, is that there's been a lot of people talking about fish people being a playable race.
Jinyu?
The Jinyu, not Murlocs.
No, well, Jinyu are technically, like, hyper-evolved Murlocs.
Yeah. Like, I've seen Belialar mention something of that nature on one of his videos.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few, YouTube videos on them, so...
It reminds me of something else I watched in a video, specifically. It was in regards to some text that I'm not going to go into because it's spoilers. Long story short, there's, like, something in some data mine stuff that for some reason has people thinking that the Sanlane, aka the vampire elves, are going to be an allied race. And it's like, why?
Okay, so...
Why?
Let me simply say... How can I possibly put this? What is the fight going to be over the name Edward, Jasper, and all the other Twilight vampires?
A lot.
Yeah.
And here's my other spin on this. This is... we said this during pre-show, or at least I did. If we were going to get Sanlane playable... You know, non-allied. Why would we be going in that direction and not doing high elves? Like, I want to understand the thought process behind why one over the other, especially if it already exists in the game as it is.
Yeah, I mean, what's been bothering me lately more than anything is. Every time another leader from another race is even casually mentioned in anything that's data mined, like, oh, we're getting X races playable race. Like, oh, so at this rate, we're going to have like 50 allied races. I'm like, that's cool. But Don't get me wrong, I like the idea of more variation, but you can only vary elves so much. If you're giving me another allied race, Blizz, just no more elves. Just no more. I'll allow maybe Forsaken elves, because you do see some zombie elves when you're questing around. And that makes sense, especially considering the large swath that the undead scourge cut through Silvermoon.
But that could be something that is not a choice of creating a new tune. That could be something that's baked into current things that are already existing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want any more elves. There's enough elves. We've got what? So we've got Night Elves, Blood Elves, Void Elves, Nightfallen Elves, Troll Elves. Two different types of trolls, which are basically elves, let's be real here.
Yeah, and in, you know, my brain has always ticked into, you know, like the what other elves are out there that are not in game now that could be.
Let's see, there's water elves, there's sand elves,
water elves,
ice elves.
You know, yeah, all of the elemental things that, you know, we see, like, there's so many variants that if you push it too much, that's going to frustrate people. You're giving us way too much. Like, there is a point where it's less is more. So, yeah. Please, like, for as much as I would love to have, like, a little Deathling elf, in my head, I already sort of say to, in my brain, well, I sort of already have that with my Shadow Priest, because now I can RP as an elf. So it's, don't just give it because it's available.
Spoiler. And not actual spoiler. This is a spoiler in reference to what I was talking to with the other kinds of elves. I was just naming different kinds of trolls.
Well, but you know what, though? Even then, guess what? Elves? I mean, there's so many other stories about them. Like, look at Tolkien.
Yeah.
Like, there could be ice elves. Think about this. Ice elves. Could happen.
I mean, that was old Drek? Yeah, Zul'drak was up in Northrend. Those were ice trolls, aka ice elves. That's what I'm sticking to that.
But do you see where I'm going with
this? Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Like, it's
yeah.
So many, you yeah. know, and there's also, because of environment, there could like be the sun elves, the sun well elves, very just bright. Only blonde, only green eyes, non-glowy eyes. I mean, if you really want to give me something, give me my Murloc and move on.
Yeah.
I just want playable Tortolans, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, I want to play a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle in game, make that happen, because I know you can, and I'll be happy.
I mean, that's basically what, a combat rogue?
Or an assassin rogue? They would be something like Death Knights for me.
A Ninja Turtle?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Ninja. I think something roguish. Maybe
well,
not
absolutely.
Combat. Probably Assassination, actually.
Well, Rogue is the first, like, thing that comes to mind, but then the secondary thing is somebody has to be evil in that. So, you know, Shredder. Somebody has to be Shredder. I'm willing to be Shredder.
I mean, that's going to be that's going to be a human monk with fist weapons.
No.
Yeah.
Druid, even. But more evil, make it a DK. Moving on.
What else is there? We got a whole bunch of new items put into this build. There's some druid glyphs, which are kind of cool. I think there are two different glyphs that let you turn your swim form as a druid into dolphins, which is kind of cool. There's also Glyph of the Humble Flyer, which we talked about earlier, where just, you know, you get a, quote, humble racial flyer as your swift flight travel form. I don't know what that means, but hey, that's something. There's also a whole mess of mounts I got to put in there. Most of them are the standard rep mounts. Looks like we've got some horses, some griffins for the Alliance side of things. And on the Horde end, we have Teradax, which looks like you need to be exalted with the Zandalari Empire to get those. So that's a whole bunch of rep mounts. And there's also the weird blood tick thing that I want so badly, but looks like it's going to be a Horde mount, and that upsets me a little bit. And then there's this one weird one. It's basically the Riddler's Mindworm model, just, you know, reskinned. It's called the Najatar Blood Serpent, which is interesting, because Najatar, that's where the Naga are from.
I wonder if that's going to be something just attainable, but not, you know, you have to find out the riddle.
Looks like it's
sort of thing.
There is a drop location listed. It drops from Adherent of the Abyss in Stormsong Valley. So, yeah, make of that what you will. What else is there? And some other miscellaneous. Looks like profession stuff or food. There's a bunch of truffles and looks like a bunch of profession tools. So yeah, there's a whole mess of achievements that we're not going to get into because there's a lot. But that's kind of the big stuff that I picked up on. Did you guys notice anything there that you wanted to talk about?
Nothing really for my. I mentioned all the stuff that interests me.
Okay.
Stole all my stuff, man. Jeez.
Yeah.
Alright. Just to interrupt this Warcraft podcast currently in progress, Washington has beat the Penguins, and
Oh my god. Yeah.
So it's
I told zero. You!
Oh my god.
Toast, you owe me 10k gold. Thank you.
So he needs to get a token, okay. It's like $2. A buck. 10k would be like 50 cents?
Oh my god, this is amazing.
Or I'll just harass Presley for the 10k gold until you give it to me.
Toasty, never give that.
Okay. Alright. While I recover from this absolute joy of the Penguins being eliminated, we're going to talk a little bit about some dev interviews that occurred last week. Looks like PC Games got to talk to John Haidt, I think that's how you say it, the production director for World of Warcraft. Some of the things they talked about were, like, they talked a lot about the story and how they go about developing it for expansions and all that. A lot of it was stuff we've already known. They mentioned that, they did mention at one point in the interview that story arcs for the expansions are typically constructed 2 or 3 expansions ahead, and we I think we knew that a while ago, where they have the general idea of what direction they want the story to go, but details will change over time. Like I think if I recall correctly, they talked about Garrosh's split from the Horde at one point. And originally, they wanted him to be leading something called the Mongrel Horde, which involved a lot of the more ruthless races in Azeroth. But they decided against that, and went with the Iron Horde thing instead. And, you know, say what you want about Warlords of Draenor and how you feel that expansion went overall. I mean, outside of the content drought and the long periods of time between each of the patches, I feel like story-wise, it was probably some of the most engaged I was in the story for a little bit. I found myself actually caring what was happening in the story, you know, and I don't know. I realize I'm probably the minority there, but hey, I really enjoyed the story despite all the time travel shenanigans.
Yeah, because it's very easy to get lost in that. You know, I'm gonna reference it, Doctor Who timey wimey split And by the way, congratulations, nerds. You got your Who reference out of me for the show.
What else did they talk about in here? They did mention allied races, because of course they mentioned allied races. That's all anybody cares about is allied races. They did say that future allied races are already planned out. And they did also mention that during data mining, the team's going to upload stuff without the intention of immediately unlocking it. Which means, you know, races that may have been data mined, that are planned for future allied races, might already be there. Like the Vulpira.
Or the Turtles.
Yeah, screw the Vulpira. Give me Tortolans.
Or the Mechanums. Blizzard, please. Shut that man up and give him a Mechanum.
What else did they talk about?
One thing I did like here, they mentioned that two members on the design team are there to focus on each faction story-wise. And they communicate daily to make sure that there's a balance on content. And I have to imagine that this is something that somebody like Christy Golden now, and you know, Chris Metzen back in the times when he was part of the development team, would have been doing to make sure that the story is solid on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, and I would be sure that she would have some sort of hand in that.
You know, the book that comes with the collection edition, that is a very similar way they wrote the book. They communicated and they told the Horde and the Alliance stories in conjunction and coordinating the story to make sure that there was no lacking details or differences that would make no sense and really be jarring when you read the two. So I imagine that's a very similar way that they've done the story writing for the actual game, and I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, since this topic is brought up, I sort of want to touch on Uriel. I want to hear her story. Because that was cut out.
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe with the Magcar orcs, and we know that the Magcar orcs are...
She's a Lightforged Draenei.
Well, she's not a Lightforged Draenei. She's just a Draenei from Draenor.
You know, but if you look at her...
Yeah, like, if there was any Draenei she would fit into, it is absolutely the Lightforged Draenei.
Yeah, but she's not a Lightforged Draenei. She's just a Draenei Paladin.
Yeah.
And guess where a lot of Paladins go?
A lot. Not all of them.
Unless she's evil. Which they can write it. Ooh. You know.
Shadow Paladin.
Yes.
No.
Exactly.
No, yes. Shadow Paladins. No, we already have Shadow Priests. We don't need Shadow Paladins.
Give it to me.
Or some sort of variant. Something. I'm going to have to come back to that one with a thought. But okay. You reeled me in with that one, Toasty.
What else did they talk about here? I guess one of the concerns people were having, I guess because... You know, the Battle for Azeroth is very much about, at least on the surface, both factions being at war and suffering wins and losses.
I'm just sort of wondering who is the next big loss.
Oh. I can't even imagine.
I think I have an idea, but I don't want to put it out there. Like, I'm sort of scared.
I know who I want to see die.
It's not who we want to see die. It's who we, who I think is going to. It's a different answer. Who we want to see die is Sylvanas.
Absolutely.
Who I think will die.
Should we be starting a Deadpool?
No.
Should we be starting a Deadpool?
No, I don't think so. There are definitely some characters I don't want to see die. But not that
well,
many
I definitely
that I
think
die.
There's definitely one that I feel strongly that's going to, and I don't hide it. Dog Boy.
Again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was thinking that
die.
Too.
I don't think Anduin will perish in this, but he might be wounded badly. But I think that the person that will die is Velen. And that scares me.
Honestly, the only way I see that happening is if Urel comes over to our side, our world. The Draenei need a leader, and there's nobody there to step up. I don't feel, anyway.
See, and that is something that could be there. There is that potential. For the second time tonight, guys, a Whovian reference. Timey-wimey. It could be there. Like, I know that's like a mind twist, but it's so doable. It is doable. I mean, we do have the Vindicar, so I mean, that could be a conduit to sort of get her here.
I'm sorry, I kind of lost focus for a minute there because I just read something within this dev interview that made me upset, and that is there are no immediate plans for Wildheimer dwarves. To which I say,
yeah,
WTF. Give me ginger dwarves with tattoos all over them.
Yeah.
You act like you're a ginger there, Toasty. You act like you're a ginger there, Toasty.
I just want the Wildhammer dwarves. Oh, with all the tattoos. I want them. Then I wouldn't feel so weird about my shaman.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that kind of caught you guys' attention within this interview?
Not really, no.
All right. Well,
let's move on to some more Battle for Azeroth news.
BFA pre-expansion PTR on the PTR soon, which we sort of already knew. We were expecting this.
Yep.
So, I mean, August, you know.
Yeah, we need 3 or 4 weeks to test this and then release it for a couple months before the expansion hits.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, they went out of their way to use the Soon TM, so it's Blizzard soon, so don't expect it next week.
No, but I would expect it probably 21st or so. Maybe the 28th.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, we're not that far out from Battle for Azeroth release day. Not when we need to test it still.
That's true. It's May already. Huh.
I mean, I would sort of anticipate it next month, near the end of the month, and that's sort of pushing it for me.
So test it in June, have it out for July, up until the release in August?
Right.
Yeah. I think that's probably a good guess.
Because if there's any current bugs and or general things that might be festering there that needs attention but needs some time for beta, they have that time.
Yeah, like we're looking at 99 days till expansion day. If we're going to have any amount of time with the pre-expansion patch, we need that tested. You know, we need at least a month for that patch.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I didn't realize. Wow. That's coming up soon.
Yeah, it's coming pretty quick. But yeah, I expect that before too long. And they do say it's soon trademark, so we know, yeah, it's not going to be like normal soon, it's Blizzard soon. But yeah, like we're getting close. Close to the time when I expect to see that so that we can get... I mean, really, a lot of that pre-expansion content is stuff that's already being tested in the beta and the alpha. So it's not a significant amount of stuff that needs to be already tested, it's just making sure that there's no kinks in the patch. In the pre-patch, really. That's my feeling, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's very exciting, and we'll see how that goes moving forward. New PvP? What the heck, Toasty?
So yeah, they put a post up... when did they do that? I can't remember when they did that. Just saying that they're hoping to have the war mode up very soon, so that people can try it out, but they did give us a few details about it. Mainly, right now, honor talents are permanently... Hey, wait, what? Enabled? While war mode is enabled in the outdoor world? What else was there? There was something about gear scaling, just to make the fights fair. I don't know if they have that right now. I feel like they don't. No, gear scaling. I don't think gear scaling is a thing.
So the way that I'm reading this then, and what's giving you this impression, is that honor points is a thing. I'm assuming gear is PvP.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is sort of like the way that we see the towers now, but more interactive with other players.
Yeah, because it looks like there's something called a bounty hunting mode, where I guess if you kill a bunch of players in the zone, there eventually there might be a bounty on your head. I guess if you kill enough of the opposing faction, all the opposite faction players in the zone are going to get a notification saying, hey, kill this guy. So, that's kind of cool, actually.
I mean, I would love to go about trying to bounty hunt, you know, like a Medros or a Toasty or a Frazzly for giggles.
See, the trouble is, I'm on Dalaran. PvE server. I did that for a reason, because I don't PvP.
Well, for those of you, as like Frazzly is saying, to stop ganking, remember they are putting that toggle in, so we're, from what I understand of it, it's off, like PvP is going to be off by default. So Do not feel like, oh, I'm going to go out in the world and I'm just going to get killed forever in a day. No, you have to turn it on. More than likely, I will have it on constantly on Zeph. Only because I started her on a PvP realm. So to go back to that feeling of I might get sniped or ganked is a good feeling. That's going to ignite something in me to get better at. It teaches you your class, and you have to learn it quickly. So.
Yeah, and I don't think that this is going to be a way to stop the ganking, Frazz. I think, if anything, it's going to encourage more world PvP, which I hopefully addresses the complaint that a lot of people have been having about world PvP lately. So, I don't know. I'll be interested to see how that shakes out. Obviously, I'm not going to be taking part in it, but hey, I'm looking forward to seeing how people react to these changes. I think it sounds like it could be enjoyable for some people.
Yeah, I mean, and like Frazz is saying in the chat here, it's a mindset.
Yep.
You know, you do have to go in with the idea of, hey, I might die. I'm going to a lot. I may become frustrated. I may need to back out. You know, don't frustrate yourself playing the game. You're supposed to be having a good time. I know for me, you know, I off mic swear up a storm like a sailor. It might not sound like it on the show here, guys, but I do. Especially when I PvP. So.
Well, you can hunt a Medros all you want. You're not going to get him.
Speaking of hunting stuff, Murlocs, they're very much a thing in our world, in our World of Warcraft.
Sorry, did you say Warlocks or Murlocs?
Murlocs.
Oh, Murlocs. Yes, they're yeah. Evil.
Yeah, did you see that video?
I did, and like...
Baby Shark, baby Murloc, pink form.
Like, I feel like...
Like, that is so cute!
I feel like that's something that fan would get some benefit out of, having a young child. It very much reminds me of those kid songs from back in the day.
Excuse me for a second, I'm going to watch it again.
It is pretty funny, and it's not my thing. Like, not at all the kind of thing that I would be interested in watching. But I definitely understand that that is going to be very popular in their market.
Yeah, it looks like it was a collaboration between Blizzard Korea and a company called Pinkfong, which I've never heard of. Its logo is a pink cat with a crown.
Hmm.
I assume it's something out of Korea. Well, just because of their collaboration with Blizzard Korea.
I would generally assume so, yes.
Looks like...
But that Traveler Murloc is cute.
Traveler Murloc? that Murloc
in thing? in the video, and then the cleaner Murloc. Those were cute.
Oh yeah, the troubled Murloc is Sir Murgleton from the Hearthstone expansion. I particularly enjoyed their inclusion of the not an actual Murloc king of the Murlocs.
From, yeah, King Murloc
from Borean Tundra.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I don't know, it's all very cutesy and probably not everybody's thing. But hey, if you've got young kids and you want to like stop them from watching Peppa Pig again for a little bit, they might get a kick out of this. And hey, it's going to be something, you know, relevant to your interests, mostly.
Yeah, but I like seeing them run away, though, and, you know, that was just cute.
Yeah, it's a very... The animation is very well done, for what it is. And it's annoyingly catchy.
Yes. I was singing it today as I was out.
I won't be watching it again, so I won't have to worry about that. But I'm also not really wanting to get that stuck in my head. Sorry.
It's already stuck in my head.
That's your fault, not mine. All right, let's move along to our next topic, and that is the Activision Blizzard earnings call. Now, I want to say something about this before we actually get into the actual numbers. This was leaked a few days ahead of time, I think, by a stock magazine or whatever business site. And I'm confused because the numbers are good, better than expected, and the stocks for Blizzard, Activision Blizzard went down. So I don't really get that. But their monthly active users is 374 million. It's a little bit down from last quarter, but not significantly. Well, okay. Not Activision Blizzard significantly. Because, when you're talking 11 million Activision Blizzard, that's like a few Call of Duty players move to another game for a few weeks. Blizzard has 38 million monthly active users. That's down a little bit from the last quarter as well. World of Warcraft overperformed versus prior expansions at this point in time, with higher engagement sequentially and strong community participation in the in-game purchases. And pre-orders for the upcoming expansion, Battle for Azeroth, are ahead of plan. And I feel that is strongly due to the decision to state ahead of time and have a process that is automated and very easy to do to get your collector's edition added in and refunded to Blizzard balance for the cost of a pre-order. Would you agree with that, Toasty?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, look at Fan, right?
Yeah. He Fan would not give money to Blizzard at a time if there was any way around it.
Yeah. Well, just not only that, I mean, he wants the physical edition, right?
Yeah.
So he didn't... So he went in to pre-order that. And then that whole news came in, so he pre-ordered the standard digital.
Yeah.
So yeah, it makes sense that the numbers are off.
Absolutely. On the Overwatch news, they do continue to add new players, and engagement remains strong, which is not surprising. It's still very popular. And with the launch of the first season of Overwatch League, there's even more new people, new fans coming in, and there's definitely been people I've heard online, even on the bus. You know, when I'm on my bus to work, I pass 5 schools, and I've heard so many kids talking about seeing something in Overwatch League the night before and being excited to play that character in Overwatch that night. So this is definitely a case where Overwatch League is fueling the player base for Overwatch itself.
Just a quick sidebar related in relation to the Overwatch League. Congrats to NYXL for being the first repeat winners of stages. And also, sucks to be a Boston fan right now, because wow, they had 2 teams disappoint them this weekend. Boston got kicked out of the playoffs in the NHL, and then the Boston Uprising just came up 1 short on a perfect season, and of course it was the most on a perfect stage, sorry, and it was the most important game for them to win. You know, the final for the championship of the stage.
Yeah.
Didn't the Patriots do that one year? They won every game one season and then lost the Super Bowl?
Yeah. That was
so
terrible.
People from Boston are used to it. That's fine.
Eat your heart out, Boston.
I'm sorry. I apologize to any Bostonites. I assume that's what you're... Bostonians? People from Boston who I may have...
Just offended?
Offended.
And by the way, it's Boston. There's my Pittsburgh ease Boston...
accent?
Yes. Couldn't think of a word.
Yeah, I mean, I had read that the earnings call, the details of the earnings call were leaked early, and that it went down. And from what I read, it like, everything had indicated that it was a positive quarter overall. So yeah, I'm a little confused as to why it went down, but I'm not going to pretend to understand the stock market or, you know, just markets in general.
This is true. They don't make any sense to me at all, ever. Which is why it's good that I'm not a, like, corporate business owner, because I would just do horribly. But yeah, so the earnings call happened. They're doing pretty good. So it's all good.
Yep.
Sorry, I just heard something that I'm half tempted to pause the show for. Sorry. But yeah, that's a pretty good earnings call for Blizzard, so good to them.
All right.
So let's do our next sponsor, shall we?
Okay. So, as usual, the second sponsor of the show are the great folks over at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. So as many of you know, last week we concluded the Percy Jackson series. So we're going to continue on to the second series of that universe, The Heroes of Olympus. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and play that, Metros?
The bus dropped them in front of a big red stucco complex like a museum, just sitting in the middle of nowhere. Maybe that's what it was. The National Museum of Nowhere, Jason thought. A cold wind blew across the desert. Jason hadn't paid much attention to what he was wearing, but it wasn't nearly warm enough. Jeans and sneakers, a purple t-shirt, and a thin black windbreaker.
So, a crash course for the amnesiac, Leo said, in a helpful tone that made Jason think this was not going to be helpful. We go to the wilderness school, Leo made air quotes with his fingers, which means we're bad kids. Your family, or the court, or whoever, decided you were too much trouble, so they shipped you off to this lovely prison, sorry, boarding school, in Armpit, Nevada, where you learn valuable nature skills like running 10 miles a day through the cacti and weaving daisies into hats. And for a special treat, we go on educational field trips with Coach Hedge, who keeps order with a baseball bat. Is it all coming back to you now? No.
So once again, that was The Heroes of Olympus, The Lost Hero, written by Rick Riordan, narrated by Joshua Swanson. You can find that in over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2018, and we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
Indeed. So our question week last week was, Shrine of the Ancients is getting removed. What dungeon or battleground would you like to see removed from the game, and why?
Big Red says, Nomragon, give the little buggers their home back and stop forcing me to clear it out for them for a 20-level span every time I create a new ult.
You could just stop playing that dungeon, you know.
You can't blacklist dungeons, can you?
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure you can't, actually.
No, you can't. You can only do that with BGs.
That sucks.
WikiBH says none. Make it easier for people to avoid content they don't like, but removing content should never be a solution for any problem. And yes, Mick, I agree 100%.
I mean, the only way that you can avoid doing an instance is if you go in and select which one you want to do. But that's not really, like, you're not randomizing it at that point.
Yeah. I like something similar to the Battleground function where I can still queue for randoms, but omit a specific dungeon. That would be nice.
I do wonder, though, like, if the game decides that a group of randoms is going to get dungeon X, and they... Oh, sorry, I'm thinking here. They're going to get dungeon X, and somebody else is looking to get that dungeon as a non-random, could they get paired up with that person? Like, I know we will never have an understanding of if that was possible. Like, there's just no way of knowing that.
Well, here's the thing. The system will know if you're queuing for a specific, and then it will exclude the people that choose to not want to run that by that check mark there.
Okay, sorry. Let me run back my explanation. Four people are in it for random. The system is finding people, and it fits those four people into a group. They start it all up, and it says, okay, you're going to get... Only because mine is Grim Patol. Only because it's mentioned in our notes here. So those four people are going to get Grim Patol. It knows that, but they haven't found their fifth person yet. There's a fifth person who only wants Grim Patol. I wonder if the system would match them up with that one person with those four that are randoms.
Yeah, it would do that.
It makes sense, but I don't know. Like, I don't know when it decides what dungeon a random is getting. I don't know if that's decided at the end of the selection of people at the beginning. Like, it's really depends on when that's all done, and that's a whole lot of stuff we don't know the algorithm behind.
Yeah, that's all back stuff. Yeah.
But boy, would I love to see that code and see how they're doing that and see the logic being used in that and see if there's ways they could do that better. If you have four people, there's, you know, just toss them into the dungeon that one person is looking specifically for, and you have five people who are happy instead of waiting another 20 minutes for another fifth random person to fit that group. Just a thought.
Or even if you're running through, let's say, a zone, and they say, hey, you're in this part of the story, kind of give a player a nudge to be like, hey, why don't you do this instance? So that way they see the continuation of the story in the algorithm.
Yeah. I would really love to have that happen. But anyways, let's move on to the next answer here.
Yeah, so Ashwin Gamer says, I'd rather keep Shroud of the Ancients and lose Isle of Conquest. I've never had a good experience with Isle of Conquest and had to just block it from the random list. Beyond that, my least favorites are the Capture the Flag, because too many opposing teams will just turtle. Yep.
It's always funny when you have two turtle teams. That's just a really boring match.
Yep.
So, time for my answer. I didn't really want things to be removed, but maybe add things to Winter Spring to have some more flair to it for Battle for Azeroth. You know, make it relevant again somehow. And as for Fresley, you know, Lord of the Punting Gnomes, Temple of Hotmogu, he would just like to see it removed or maybe turned into some sort of Rocket League variant, which seems really cool. You know, sometimes it just feels very one-sided in the center, he says.
Okay. Scary Scott says, this week being BC time walking solidifies my hate towards dungeons like Black Morass and Violet Hold. Time getting add spawns and having to get through so many waves before the boss spawns is just no fun. Yes, Esgord dungeons at Toasty, they all suck. Gil the Silent says, I'm not much into Battlegrounds, so no opinion there, but I don't see the need to ever remove a dungeon. I personally don't like it when they update them and remove the original. And Erlina says, Grim Patol for reasons. Next week's question, what other kinds of elves would you love to see as a playable race? Primordial elves. Those are already there. They're called trolls.
I'd like to see the Sand Elves of Zul'Farak.
I mean, we already have
the Ice Elves of Zul'Drak.
We already have the ultimate troll here, Toasty.
Yes, we need the Toasty Trolls.
I want to see the Water Elves of Najatar. Yeah, those three elves. I want to see all of them.
Zeph, how about you?
Honestly, for me...
Or is Toasty Troll your chosen elf?
Yeah, Toasty Charles, my chosen elf. You know, he's the best.
Thank you.
And now, since we're talking about Toasty being the best, I know they mentioned this on a previous show, but now I actually get to give him a shout out in person and say thank you for your input on my blog. I really appreciate it. Like that was very cool of you to do the community spotlight.
No problem. I enjoyed it. Yeah, my headphones fell off my head. That sucked. It's good now. We're fine.
But my official shout out here would have to be for Sal Barf and T, or Tor Arts, for inviting me to be on their show last week. That was a lot of fun. Like I did, like it was sort of last minute, and I was like, because Barf mentioned it on his stream the night before, I'm like, I will send the email in the morning. And before I got to even take the second sip of my coffee, Sal DM'd me, and she was like, are you sure you want to do this? Barf tells me that, you know, that you're interested. I'm like, yes, let's do it. And I was so excited that she did. That and my raid leader, Kara, for putting up with my crap for so long. So, hi, chickens!
So I'm just going to change up the order of something here, of our show notes here. So I don't think we have any voicemails or emails this week. So Zeph, tell people how they can find you, what you do, and in the community and such and so on.
So, big thing is that I've mentioned this already in the show, but I happen to be an officer of Convert to Raid Guild. If you are interested, please do not be scared to join the LFO channel. I am often there on my plethora of Z-named tunes. I'm also in Blood of the Scribe. I'm also in AIE. You know, on my various Z-named tunes. You can find me in-game. Or even in the All Things Azeroth Discord. I'm there often with my sass and my wit and me teasing Toasty. So come and see that. Like, that is fun. I'm also in, you know, also teasing Fresley in his Discord. And the blog has its own Discord blog that I reference is zephyriasadventure.wordpress.com. Feel free to stop by. We don't bite, I promise. We're all friendly people.
What server is Convert to Raid on again?
Airy Peak.
I think I have a character over there.
As you should, Sir Medros.
Yeah, I have a character. I have four characters on Airy Peak, actually. Is any of them? Yep, one of them is named Medros. It's a Pandaren monk. Oh, my rogue's over there. That's where it is. Now, is it actually... is it actually in Convert to Raid, though? Probably not. I haven't played it in a long time. They probably kicked me out.
If not, please feel free to just whisper me. You already know my information, so it's good. Metros, come on, man. You too, Toasty.
I have a hard enough time managing my current adults.
Toasty. Become one of us.
You make a character.
One of us.
You make a character on my server, and I'll play my character more on this one.
Okay. That is a deal. We'll shake on that. Hippie, hippie, shake.
Yeah, I am not a guild member of any guild, so we can talk later.
Sure.
Just, you know, I have no idea how to play a rogue.
And neither do I, so we will be in the same boat. My rogue is level 50, so we will work that out.
I'm like 98 or something, so...
We will work it out then. It's fine. We will figure out the all-guidus.
All right, then. Shout-outs. I am going to go first and thank Zeph for joining us on the show and for a very entertaining guest visit.
Thank you for having me. It's even with my anti-elf playable race thing. Sorry.
Toasty, how about you?
I'm going to give a shout-out to the Washington Capitals for making my dream come true.
I knew you were going to say that.
And Toasty, I'm so happy. I still need my gold, man. I'm gonna come after you. I mean, Jeff needs new shoes, man. She's looking for new some new treads.
Yeah, and then yeah, again, shout out to Jeff. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yep.
And how about you, Zach?
So,
you already did that.
I already did, Metros, but I can do it again if you want.
Okay, then. That's fine.
I guess anyways. I could do the time for tea, but that's a different podcast, so I can't do that one here.
Yeah, let's not. All right. Well, that's about it. So let's do the outro, shall we?
If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5. That's 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsastronaut.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsas. You can find the show on Twitter at allthingsas. Medros is at Medros. Fandeth is at Fandeth. I'm at Toasty Posty Ken. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And you can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
Indeed, and we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of, well, just getting to round 3.
Bye-bye!
Later, nerds!
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.